This is the Judge Jeanine Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is a businessman, expert on energy, and the owner, guys, the owner of the Red Apple Media. Please join me in welcoming John Katsimatidis to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Now, before I actually talk to John, I just want you to know a couple of facts about this man, if you don't already know it. He's not only the owner, president, chairman, and CEO of Bristides Foods in New York City. People all know what that grocery chain is in Manhattan. He's the president and chairman of the Red Apple Group, a real estate, as well as an aviation company. He also knows gas and oil. He is the CEO of the Red Apple Group subsidiary, United Refining Company. Not only that, he's got his own morning talk show right before us on so many stations along the East Coast in Florida. Now, we're going to talk to John in just a minute, and so I am looking forward to getting his take on the fact that they want to take my gas stove away from me. Joining us is John Katsimatidis, who, as I just said, is the owner, operator, president, chairman, and chief man of the Red Apple Media Network, the Red Apple Group. John, look, this week, the nanny state, the Biden administration, is considering a nationwide ban on gas stoves. And they cite the, quote, harmful pollutants released by the appliances, according to a report that was released last week. Now, John, you know a lot about oil and gas and what's going on in America. Can you talk to us, number one, about the impact it will have if we're all forced to get electric stoves?
Well, first of all, everybody I've met, from my wife to my assistants in the office, said, I hate electric stoves. I hate the way electric stoves cook. It's got a different from gas stoves and different from a flame. And I was with a very prominent New Yorker the other day that goes to a lot of restaurants. He says, it's going to hurt the restaurant business.
Interesting. That's right. You know what, John Katsimatidis? You're right. So anybody's a good chef cooks with gas. Not that I'm saying I'm a good chef, but I had an electric stove, John, in Florida. I hated it. It's not as quick. It doesn't respond as well. And it just is not the way real cooks cook. But let's talk about the impact. They say
Are they doing it? Why are they doing it? I mean, if we're going to have electric cars and electric stoves and everything electric, if the electricity goes down, we can't eat, we can't drive, we're going to be out of business completely.
Well, and you know what, John? This past week, with the FAA downing all those planes when the airspace was like dead like it was on 9/11 21 years ago, you know, they don't have any backup systems. I mean, they don't know what they're doing. And my fear right now is that our electric grid is balkanized. It's like a third world nation. There are just a bunch of different substations that get attacked all the time. And whether it's a cyber attack or a physical shootout like we've seen, we are vulnerable.
I agree 100%. And you saw what happened in Texas when they had those big storms. Texas was almost out of business. Now, we're not going to be able to run our country on solar and on windmills. You know, to make everybody feel good, we could do some solar. If you want your hot water heater to be done by solar, it may work. Wind may work, but you can't run the whole country on that. The only substitute for fossil fuels someday is nuclear energy, and in Europe, France and Germany have already named nuclear energy as a green energy.
Really? Why Yes. are we so afraid of it, John?
Why? You know, we got a lot of people that are tiptoeing through the tulips.
Well said. You know, that pretty much says it all. But, you know, this thing about the gas stoves, and I want to just go back to it for a second. Well, all they say is, look, it's really, they're not talking about the environment. They're saying it's bad for your health. And then when people say, well, with these potential hazards, you know how you can lower your risk if you have a gas stove? Ventilate. Use an exhaust hood. You know, consider buying an air purifier. This is what the New York Times says. You know what? It's the nanny state. John Katsimatidis, it is the nanny state. You understand what they're doing here. It's empowering China. We, with our electric cars, with the lithium batteries that are being made in China, China's creating all kinds of coal-powered plants.
China is creating another 2,000 plants. Anything, you know, in 2023, anything that we do to save energy, China is wasting 10 times over.
And not only are they wasting it, John, it's the same air that we're breathing. It's not like the air over China just stays in China. I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, it seems like other countries are proceeding and advancing and the United States going backward. Look, this week when we had the, you know, the shutdown at the airports, I checked it. The Kabul airport in Afghanistan was, those planes were flying. Pyongyang in North Korea was flying. Beijing airport, everybody was flying. Why is this happening to us? Why is our grid so vulnerable? Why are our backups not working? And they want to take away a basic fundamental gas stove, which, you know, is just a little bit of the problem. They want to control us, John.
Well, you can't make everything run on one item, on electricity. By the way, the electricity is not made 100% from green energy. Electricity is made from coal factories, from gas and coal, etc. So it's not necessarily green to do what you want to do.
Well, it is, John Katsimatidis. And, you know, I just found this out this week, and I think it's fascinating. I love talking to you, and I don't know how much time we have left. But some of these big vessels that cross the oceans, one vessel crossing the ocean emits as much carbon as 58 million cars. So they're picking on the individual, and they're not looking at the bigger problems. I mean, they're just trying to change our life. And the truth is, John, I mean, do you see, let's assume, let me, John Katsimatidis, okay? We're talking to John Katsimatidis, who, of course, is the owner, president, and chairman of the Red Apple Group. But let's assume that we got a new president. The new president, if he's a Republican in 24, he can change all of this, can't he? Or she?
Well, I mean, that General Motors has committed to President Biden that they want to be 100% electric by 2030, 2035.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to short the stock. That's my opinion. Because if they're going to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars on a product that, look, that Americans are not going to buy in that fashion. I believe, look, if American people want electric cars, yes, we should have them. But it should not be mandatory.
Right.
It should be optional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course. And you know what, John? Your senior citizens on a fixed income, they can't afford an electric vehicle. And by the way, we don't have an infrastructure that can support the electric vehicle yet. I mean, you can go, you know, from your home to your job if it's like 10, 12 miles away, but forget it if you really want to travel. Am I right or wrong about that?
I was in Buffalo last week, and a friend of mine says my daughter insisted on having an electric vehicle, and I said, okay. And then she said to me that, can I borrow your car because I got to go to Baltimore? And he says to her, aren't you going to take your car? Oh, I'm not going to take an electric vehicle all the way to Baltimore from Buffalo.
Yeah, because she knows what's going to happen. She's going to be stranded.
She's going to be stuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we should make it optional. Let's see how people like it. Let's stay on top of making sure it's more efficient. Because I'm not sure that it's more green than they're making out to be. Somebody is pushing our country in different directions. And I've been right most of my life about things. That's why I'm successful. Mm-hmm. There's something rotten in Washington.
Well, there's no question there's something rotten, John Catsimatidis, and there's no question. You have been successful in so many different areas, and I'm not saying this because you own the Red Apple Group. I'm talking about you as a man, all right? Whether it's a supermarket, whether it's oil refining, whether it's building, you know, buildings or apartment buildings, you know, a radio show, a whole network. I mean, we could go on and on about your successes. And, you know, you came from Greece. You started in the Upper West Side. And, you know, it's a story. It's a rags to riches story. So you get it. But here's the problem. I believe, you know, this whole thing is all connected in terms of, like, now these classified documents with Joe Biden at his home in the garage, as if you don't. And he says the garage is locked. Cogwash. You got your car there. Hunter Biden lives there. I want them to do a fingerprint on those classified documents and see who from China has had access to that, since China funded that UPenn office that he had, and now he's got him at home where his drug-addicted son lives and who sold us out to the Chinese. And I don't really care about Hunter. I only care about the president. And a lot stinks in China. And I'm glad that Eric Swalwell is off of the committee of intelligence, along with Schiff and Ilhan Omar off of foreign affairs. But, John, do you think, John Catsimatidis, my last question to you, do you think that Americans are going to be able to get back on track from all this lunacy where we're being mandated? And it started with COVID.
I hope the American people go back on track. It seems like I don't understand what the Chinese were sending airplanes into Italy with people with COVID on it. I don't understand that our government doesn't realize that there's something wrong. Why were they sending those airplanes with COVID on it to Milan? Were they planning to send the same airplanes back to New York?
Mm-hmm.
I am concerned that our country is under attack, not by bullets, not by missiles, not by nuclear bombs, but psychologically and systematically. And that is my biggest concern. And if I didn't have that same concern about how do I operate my companies, I would have been bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
A CEO has to be very, very careful on all concerns, on running companies and running our country.
Is Joe Biden a good CEO?
I'm worried.
A lot of Americans are worried. A lot of Americans are worried about the influence of China over the United States. And, you know, this thing with the classified documents, you know, 6 years they've had them, and all of a sudden we're sending all kinds of business to China, and, you know, we're giving all kinds of money to third world countries because of the damage of climate change and all this lunacy. It is very frightening. And John Catsimatidis, I mean, you are in a business, you know, with your refining company. How much has that company suffered?
It suffers a great deal. But it's not me suffering. It's the American people who are suffering. The price of gasoline, the price of food, because food is being transported by diesel fuels to the stores, and that's where the increase is. The factories that make the food or create the packaging is run by diesel fuel. So it's all started. The inflation started the day President Biden made fossil fuels the enemy of the people. We're begging Venezuela to buy oil from them. We're begging Saudi Arabia for oil. And North America has all the oil we need for the next 100 years. China, our competition, our possible enemy. I hate to use the word enemy. I want them to be our friends. They're doing whatever the heck they want. We're restricting ourselves. And China, Russia, do whatever they want. We are going to fall behind. And I am afraid that our military is going to fall behind with the woke culture they're trying to instill in our military.
It's frightening, John. John Katsimatidis, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time, John. I know how busy you are. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great, happy new year. And my new year resolution, I hope we spend more time together in the new year.
Yes, yes, I would love that. All right, everybody, thank you. Yeah, there is a man with a great deal of wisdom, everyone. He knows the game. He doesn't just talk the talk. He has walked the walk. Never forget. That's a commitment we made on 9/11. Honor it by donating $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. And up here next on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show, I will gavel out with my closing argument. It's all coming up here on the Red Apple Audio Network.
It's the Judge Jeanine Show.